This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. Take control of the airwaves with 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And I've got news about Bitcoin doing basically what it was designed to do, and the Federal Reserve is not particularly happy about it. But, you know, we wouldn't expect them to be. I would actually expect them to pull out every trick in the book in order to stop legitimate cryptocurrency that is decentralized and not controlled by any state power, including these sorts of propaganda hit pieces like we're about to get into from Forbes, and including things like Libra, which is Facebook's, quote, cryptocurrency. Of course, we're big fans of cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, and we always have been.
I'm not the biggest fan of Libra, but I am a fan of Facebook helping to promote cryptocurrency, basically.
I'm not sure to what extent Libra really qualifies as a cryptocurrency, but hey,
they're calling it that. I mean, I don't know what it is. They got nodes and stuff.
They do have all the stuff. But speaking of all the stuff, if you want to know more about cryptocurrencies and why I would contend that Libra is not one.
Right. If you go to news.bitcoin.com and you begin reading these news stories, you'll be better educated in the subject than I am, honestly. I mean, I do read the news stories at news.bitcoin.com, but I don't read them all. And I got a lot of other news stories I'm consuming. You want to find out about cryptocurrencies, what's going on with cryptocurrencies, the best places to look, because the bull runs appears to have started. I don't know. Tone Vase, I listened to him recently. He considers him some kind of expert. So, he says he's not going to call it a bull run until Bitcoin gets back up to 19,500 like it was
previously. That's a high standard for a bull run.
Yeah, I understand. Whatever. He's trying to seem equanimical or something. Anyway, you want to find out more about Bitcoin, go check out Bitcoin.com. This is the site, and they've got all the information. They make it so you can buy, sell, trade, hold, all that stuff. Right there, they've got all the information at Bitcoin.com. And
they've also got local.bitcoin.com now.
Yeah, I don't really understand that entirely, but I guess you can buy and sell bitcoins with people right in your neighborhood.
Are you familiar with localbitcoins.com?
Yes, well, unless my audience isn't, but yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
It's that, but with Bitcoin Cash.
And blind escrow, and they don't hold your coins.
And messages are user-to-user encrypted. Bitcoin.com does not have access to the encryption keys. It's far more secure and far safer.
See what I mean? Bitcoin.com, it's the site where they've got everything regarding cryptocurrency.
It's an excellent site. This news article does not actually come from Bitcoin.com, but evidently Bitcoin is threatening to take power from the U.S. Federal Reserve. And wow, they are not happy about it. Melanie?
Yeah, so, I mean, people usually aren't happy when someone is... It's not like Bitcoin came out and said, hi, we're Bitcoin, we're going to take your power now.
Well, I mean, they
just
did.
By their existence.
The early newsletters from Satoshi pretty much said that.
Oh, okay.
Well, as I understand it, I haven't read them, but, you know, I do Call to Freedom, and Michael Hampton is with me, and he's read them. And that's how he relates them to me, as they did pretty clearly state that the point was to destroy the U.S. financial system.
They haven't said this until Libra came out, by the way. They weren't scared of a grassroots financial movement. They're scared of a corporate financial movement.
Well, I'm not sure. I think Libra is part of the same system they're playing in an attempt to squeeze out Bitcoin and other actual...
Libra can still be controlled.
Right.
It is controlled, no doubt, but...
Right, so then they shouldn't be scared of it.
It's Facebook. It's a typical fascist tactic to do something with this hand while complaining about it with this hand, you know?
The United States federal government doesn't want to lose any power. If it loses power through remittances, which is what Facebook's trying to get into here, then then it's going to be unhappy with Facebook.
But Facebook is pretty heavily controlled by the U.S. government.
And controls the U.S. government pretty heavily. Right? Like these multinational corporations are not just, damsels out there fanning themselves, wondering what the federal government is going to do to them next. I mean, those politicians are bought and paid for by Mark Zuckerberg.
Certainly.
I mean, yeah, you know, maybe he goes in there.
I mean, they're in bed together, absolutely.
Maybe he goes in there every once in a while and looks uncomfortable in his little skin suit or whatever it is that he's doing. But, I mean, all in all, they're not going to do anything to him.
Well, they will if he threatens the power of the Federal Reserve, which is really where the state's power comes.
I mean, I honestly think it's likelier that the federal government or the Treasury Department or some aspect of the federal government has asked Facebook to do this, because U.S. dollar coin released by the Fed is not going to appeal to people. Even the people who aren't, you know, privacy-minded and decentralized-focused.
Right, yeah, so I don't think that they're scared of the Facebook coin. I think that if it
no,
was
I think they wanted
they
want the Facebook
yeah.
coin. I think the federal government wants it.
But I do think that because that currency is so central to a state's power, if it started doing something the feds didn't want it to do, that he would have no real choice. Like, they would make him stop.
I just don't see the entities as being distinct at this point. I think that Facebook doing it is doing so on behalf of the U.S. government.
I don't think they're that coordinated either. I mean, that's giving a lot of coordination credit to one of the most disorganized models of organization in human history. I don't know that I go that far. One thing's likely is that this crypto bull run is probably in part because Facebook said, we got a cryptocurrency too. And everybody's like, oh, cryptocurrencies. Oh, now Facebook's involved. I guess we're back in business now. But
the price increase is definitely correlated.
Yep.
That may not necessarily be causation, but it has certainly increased significantly since we first covered the story on Free Talk Live,
right,
which was like the day it broke. So,
I mean, I'm releasing my rap album here next tomorrow, and I mean, maybe it's correlating with that.
Are you really?
Well, can you imagine a rap album by me?
I do music. I will help produce this. I will make this happen.
So awful.
it would. Sorry.
It would be awful.
There is a certain beauty in that, like
the
like
whitest
Plan
9 album.
From outer space.
Kids,
I mean, come on.
Stay in school. It's really cool.
So Bitcoin has roared over the last few weeks to what many feared was a terminal decline since its peak in 2017. I don't know how many actually thought it was in
a
terminal decline.
Oh, I think a lot of sort of outsiders. Bitcoin's dead. Oh, turns out it's dead again. I mean, they don't know.
I expected it to go down to $500 and it's looking, I think I've got 2.5 more months before I have to, you know, say, okay, I was wrong, which is fine.
It's not going down.
Yeah, so there were people who were saying that, but there were people who like to part-time day trade long-term assets, which obviously is going to be a mess, so they would say things like that.
Well, if you don't keep careful enough records,
right,
I can see why it would
be
a mess.
Yeah, but there was a bunch of people who went and got a second mortgage in their house. And bought more Bitcoin than they could afford to lose.
Well,
and then tried to day trade it, but also not pay attention to it. So, yeah, guess what? You lost. Like,
I am no expert with this, you know, particular aspect of human existence, but did people really take out, like, second mortgages in order to buy Bitcoin?
She said a lot, and a lot is not necessary. You know, it's a term that can mean a couple of things.
I would say more than two would count as a lot for doing something this stupid.
To be fair, it will only be stupid if they didn't if they held and Bitcoin goes to 100,000 on this next bull run. Are they stupid? Because
if they held, but
okay.
Yes, stupid but lucky, I would say.
Yeah, so I would still say yes, because if you go risk your house for money you can't lose, you're stupid even if you win. If you take out $100,000 second mortgage and use it to buy lottery tickets and you happen to win, you're still stupid.
you know, I think Mark may be correct. I don't know if I can call such a person stupid, because they did win.
But you didn't choose to win. You chose to take the risk. That's where your decision point was.
But the risk rewarded them. But they were rewarded for taking that risk.
People sometimes get rewarded for doing stupid things.
I like this Forrest Gump saying, stupid is as stupid does, and if it works out, then I guess it was a smart move.
I don't know if I can call it smart, but I'm not going to call it stupid.
Go ahead
either.
And call the stupid lotto winner. Think of the lotto winner stupid for while he's sitting in his Lamborghini and he
right.
drives off.
Yeah. I'm not sure
he's
how smart he was.
He's probably going to be bankrupt in 3 years or 5 years like the rest of them.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airways. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about Bitcoin and the financial system's reaction to Bitcoin, what its purpose might have been. But Mark, you got something that you need to share with us.
Yeah, I want to tell you about My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is, well, they have a whole line of oral health care products, all of which I think are great. But I am most enamored with their original product, and that is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And I know that sounds strange.
It does.
But look at your toothpaste's ingredients and, you know, try to pronounce that stuff, and then, you know, it won't seem quite so strange at that point. Clinically proven to whiten teeth. So that's what the science says, that it'll definitely whiten your teeth. And it will. It'll remove stains from your teeth, absolutely. But I'm certain that it gets my teeth cleaner than toothpaste does. If you don't believe me, go to mymagicmud.com, use coupon code FTL20, get 20% off, and try it yourself. See whether your mouth feels cleaner after brushing with My Magic Mud than it does with your regular toothpaste. I believe that you will have that experience. And I think oral health is important. And I think lots of other people do, too, because turns out they want to talk to people and kiss people and hang out with people. And if you got a nasty mouth, then nobody wants to do that with you. You can find it at most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But if you really, really want to get My Magic Mud, I say go to mymagicmud.com and use coupon code FTL20, save 20% off of their already low price, mymagicmud.com, coupon code FTL20.
So Bitcoin is doing phenomenally. It's just above $11,000, up significantly, about 34% from where it was just a month ago.
Moon!
All good things. To the moon, right? The Bitcoin price at the time of this article was hovering around $8,000 per Bitcoin. So this article comes to us from May the 15th of 2019, just slightly over a month ago. And it is now $3,000 higher per Bitcoin than it was at the time of writing just 5 weeks ago.
Okay.
And even that is still double what it began the year at, according to them. That's not correct. Bitcoin didn't hit $4,000, did it?
Was it three?
Bitcoin hit $3,000 this year?
I don't know if it was this year, but it was not too distant past.
Sure. Okay. And it's often closely tied to public awareness of cryptocurrencies. And the latest Bitcoin bull run beginning in early April restarted the public debate on Bitcoin. I don't recall a bull run in early April, but whatever. But now, U.S. Democrat Congressman Brad Sherman has urged his colleagues to consider banning Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies due to the threat they pose to U.S. international financial power, saying that Bitcoin needs to be nipped in the bud.
Okay, so it's always some politician or another that's coming out and helping us promote Bitcoin by saying, oh, man, I know you hate our whole class of profession. I know you hate politicians and bankers and all that stuff. But, man, we politicians and bankers just can't do our jobs, which is apparently lying to you and stealing from you with this new Internet currency. I mean, I got to thank these guys. Somebody give me an opportunity to write a check to these people. Man, they're so good at this.
I was going to say, are we paying them? Like, are they on our payroll secretly? Because, I mean,
so
I couldn't write a better ad.
He says an awful lot of our international power comes from the fact that the United States dollar is the standard unit of international finance and transactions. Well, he's not wrong, and Bitcoin cryptocurrencies are a threat to that. That is by design, sir. That is Bitcoin doing what it was designed to do. It's not a coincidence that Bitcoin came out right at the same time as the Great Recession, as they called it, in 2007. They broke the system. They revealed the system to be flawed, at the very least. And people began looking for solutions. And among those solutions was Satoshi Nakamoto, who produced the Bitcoin white paper and conceived the blockchain technology. Clearing through the New York Fed is critical for major oil and other transactions.
Definitely oil, yeah.
Yeah. It is the announced purpose of the supporters of cryptocurrency to take that power away from us, to put us in a position where the most significant sanctions we have against Iran, for example, would become irrelevant. Well, he noticed that we're trying to...
As though the United States has any business forcing the world to sanction Iran.
Well, in his warped understanding of the world, he certainly does. I mean, that sort of nationalist, jingoist mindset believes that, you know, the United States should lead the entire world. And if they don't like it, they should be invaded. They're demented and insane. All they care about is power.
Well, I don't think that Iran's any different, honestly.
I would agree.
But, I mean, look, when you use – this is just using money as a weapon. You're not hurting the people who are in charge. If somehow the world embargoed the United States, would it be Trump that would suffer?
No, certainly not.
Would it
not.
Be the politicians that suffered? Would it be the top quintile of earners that suffered, or at least suffered anywhere near what the bottom and the, you know, several other quintiles beneath them suffered?
No, it would be us on the ground who still need washing machines and dryers and tires and all these other things not produced in the United States who suffer as a result.
And the statement there is that, well, you know, that's okay. I guess that the poor people should rise up and take the person out of power. And that means that you are admitting that this is financial warfare. So I just don't want the financial warfare. At this point, I haven't seen the countries that are actually able to wage it morally. That's all.
Well, I don't know about countries, but we are certainly waging financial warfare against the state. And I would argue that we're doing so morally.
I don't know that you're anywhere. I mean, I don't know. The gun may have been cocked, but I don't know. Warfare has been declared. If the Bitcoin is in such a state at this point that I think that the government could still squash it if it wanted to, it'd be much harder than it was previously, but it could certainly put a dent in it. Bitcoin hasn't become ubiquitous or anything.
Certainly not.
Yeah. I think this guy's right, and nobody's going to listen to him.
I certainly hope they don't. And if they do listen to him, I hope that what they take away from this is, oh, I should buy some cryptocurrency.
And what I want to say when I say Bitcoin here, I mean basically whatever cryptocurrency manages to come out on top. I don't mean BTC. I don't know that BTC is going to be the currency that comes out on top. They certainly need to address the cost and their fees and all that stuff. And
yeah, the fees are absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
Use Bitcoin Cash instead. If you actually need a currency, Bitcoin Cash is probably the leading contender for threatening the power of the state right now.
It's one of those. I mean, I'm pulling for Bitcoin Cash myself, but I don't know. I wouldn't claim to know what's going to do it. Maybe it'll be Libra. I don't know.
Well, at the end of the day, I think what I'm actually pulling for is Monero or Zcash or one of these cryptocurrencies that is significantly more private.
Those would be preferable.
Yeah, because they're actually built around privacy, whereas Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin, and all these other public blockchain cryptocurrencies are not. This isn't to say they're problematic, right? Because they're not. Bitcoin, that's BTC, is problematic because of its extremely high transaction fees. But we're going to talk more about why the state, as we know it, hates cryptocurrency. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking from the Oval Office as he signs an executive order issuing new sanctions on Iran.
Who knows what's going to happen? I can only tell you we cannot ever let Iran have a nuclear weapon, and it won't happen.
The president says he's willing to negotiate.
We would love to be able to negotiate a deal if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine, too. but we would love to be able to, and frankly, they might as well do it soon.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Tell us whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And Mark?
Freedom Fest. Free Talk Live is going to Freedom Fest. It's really soon. It's July the 17th through the 20th. You need to get your tickets now. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Get your tickets. We're going to be there. And lots and lots of other folks that you want to see are going to be there, too. Glenn Beck, Candace Owens, Penn Jillette, John Mackey, so many. Stephen, I'm looking forward to hearing Stephen Moore and Grover Norquist. It's going to be lots of different kind of folks, libertarians, conservatives, liberals, all coming together just to hear real debates and share real solutions and converse freely. Get your tickets at freedomfest.com/FTL. You use coupon code FTL50, you save 50 bucks off your ticket. We'd love to have you come and hang with us at Freedom Fest. But if you need a little convincing, go to freedomfest.com/FTL and see the 5 best speeches from last year for free. So you can go there and see Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all for free. It's freedomfest.com/FTL. It's July the 17th through the 20th at the Paris Hotel in Vegas. So freedomfest.com/FTL.
It's a beautiful hotel. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, unified theory of everything. The last question you posed was, why does the government not want cryptocurrencies to be used? Is that how you phrased it?
I don't recall exactly how I phrased it. I feel pretty sure that I know the reason that the government doesn't like cryptocurrencies. And it's because, you know, they're all about power. That's what motivates the existence of the state anyway. Part of the entire human condition is fighting within ourselves, our own lust for power, resisting it and overcoming it. Finding self-discipline to be the and a restriction, a withholding of one's power to be the ultimate form of expression of power. Okay, but I'm a nihilist. Go ahead.
Let me support what you just said with the, like I said, unified theory of everything, borrowing in a tongue-in-cheek manner from physics.
Sure.
The power aspect with government, with humans, tied into current events, Bernie Sanders and the rest of them wanting to give free college, for instance. And whenever these people propose something like eliminating cryptocurrency or giving free education, free college, you have to, it always seems to be a Trojan horse. They propose something that the first reaction is, oh yeah, that's cool, that's great. And then if you're wise, you look behind it as to, okay, what will be the ramifications of this and how might that benefit or hurt this side or that side. And so if you look behind the ramifications of giving a free education, if you make education free, what might that do to for-profit educators, for instance, if there's no money in it, if all students can go to a state school for free, what does that do to the market for fee education?
It destroys its value.
Well, there's also not really a whole lot of private colleges. I think there's two in the U.S. that are actually private.
Only two?
Really private.
Right.
Because, like, Harvard and all of those are funded by the feds. So.
Absolutely. But I would have expected there to be more than two, is all I was getting at.
I was able to find two.
Wow.
Yeah, that's been away for a long time.
I'm not surprised. I mean, the government wants to control education because that's how it secures its long-term power, by telling people what to think, what is real, and what to believe.
Right. You just beat me to the next point, is that if they can then funnel all students to the free education that the taxpayers are paying for, then they can conceivably control curriculum. Well, actually, they already do control curriculum, and therefore they can continue the brainwash of all students from basically birth through, you know, every level, you know, PhD and beyond. And so coming full circle back, you already answered, why might the government not want cryptocurrency? The answer was power. And then adding in the unified theory of everything, tying it, you know, every single move seems to be part of their, attempt to control, not just this one and that one here and there, but literally like every single thing that the government does seems to somehow be motivated by the desire to control, with, you know, almost nothing.
Well, that is the state, is it not? The state is a mechanism of control established and used by people.
Right. Most people would even argue that humans probably need some level of control. Not that we're the best species for it. We don't take it particularly well. But there's going to be some mechanism for control, no matter what that is.
Right. Self-discipline. Self-control.
I like that idea, too.
The market will control your behavior real quick, too, if they quit interfering with it.
That's true as well. And if that fails, then evolution will control one's behavior.
It's always Darwin.
Right.
Darwin will fix the problem.
So on one hand, you have some necessary level of control. And on the other hand, you have what I was saying is the desire to control absolutely everything. And there's a good distance between those two.
I'm not sure there is. I know people like to assert that there's a large difference between the two, but you got to remember the original United States government was supposed to be very, very small. And having this power apparatus in place for people who want to just control those few things that absolutely have to be controlled, it attracts people who want to control more, who want more power to exert over other people's lives. And if you fast forward any length of time, you're going to find that, you know, they have decided through magical reasoning that's able to convince the average stupid person out there, because the average person out there is stupid, that they need to have this additional control over people's lives, or else we'll just fall to the drug lords and warlords. And criminal rape gangs will roam the streets.
Which is a good description of the U.S. government, because the CIA is drug lords. A lot of departments are warlords, and, or, well, more the Department of Defense and Pentagon and stuff like that. And
they certainly got their soldiers guarding poppy fields.
Yeah, and a lot of police departments, you know, engage in all sorts of violence, so.
David, thank you so much for the call. Certainly a lot to think about. You know, I'm not convinced that any amount of restrictions or definitions, okay, these are the things that the government clearly needs to control, whether it's monarchism or classical liberalism or whatever, these are okay. We can allow the government to control these things, but somehow we won't attract the type of person that wants to expand that level of control. I'm not convinced that's possible.
Well, it's not, because documents and statements aren't what limits control. Tanks and drones are what limit control. And you either have them in enough capacity to control the population or you don't.
I think that some people who are not sociopathic will be attracted to seats of power. I don't know what the percentage is. I hope it's more than single digits. I don't suspect that that percentage has more than a 1, perhaps a 2 in front of it. But I would say that the vast majority, the super majority of people who are attracted to power are probably either corrupt or corruptible.
So and we need to find a way
corrupts.
Of attracting people to power that does not corrupt them, or attract
well,
people who are incorruptible to
well,
power.
I think you
I don't know that people are incorruptible.
You could cut out the people that are attracted to power by randomly assigning people to tasks.
Is that not a version of force? What if they don't want to fulfill the task?
Well, you could just go on to the next person.
Okay. I don't know. I don't
most
necessarily disagree.
Most people want to be a senator. Come on.
Sure. Yeah, most people do. I can't deny that.
And they're probably more qualified.
What do you think? Give us a call at numbers 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, 855-450-3733, or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Tell us whatever's on your mind. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And Mark, you look like you got something you wish to share with us.
I want to tell you about LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com. Well, it's just go there and take a look at their bumper stickers. Really. I mean, you know, it's basically like scrolling through memes. And y'all do that on the internet all the time. I've really enjoyed going to LibertyStickers.com. They have you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com.
I am amazed you read that without screwing it up. And that was a lot of...
There's a little bit.
There was a lot of adjectives in there, like, yes. Right back to back. Impressive.
Yeah. Well, I wrote it, too.
So awesome.
There's that. I love LibertyStickers.com.
Good stuff. I love Bitcoin. I love cryptocurrency in general. And I love the idea of financially weakening the state until it ultimately has to wither away because it has no way to fund itself in order to perpetuate its own existence.
Yeah, the people that call themselves the government have done terrifying things to our monetary system that most people don't even understand.
No, and that's by
fine design.
Yeah. You know, they have these economists who get up there and just talk scientific woo, make it sound really impressive. Oh, the derivatives market increased and all this other stuff that is completely and totally irrelevant. You know, but it's how they convince people that, oh, we need to increase the minimum wage so that we cast this poverty net over an even larger portion of the people. And somehow, by just making the numbers larger, we're going to make everybody wealthier.
And that's the idea.
It's absurd. That is not at all how it works, though.
Nope.
And, you know, I got
to... Mickey Mouth mathematics. If you think that you can raise the minimum wage and make everybody wealthier, you just don't understand economics.
No. Yeah, you can't possibly. I got into a discussion recently with someone about immigration, and they contended that, you know, I must not care about higher wages and things like that because having more people here and having higher wages are mutually exclusive. So even if I accept that premise, though, that's assuming that I am simply using their money, simply using USD, right? Which is what they're going to inflate and which is what's going to lose value when, you know, these other people making you know, their wages in this crappy currency and trading in this crappy currency are losing money. It's not going to affect me and my Bitcoin Cash and my Bitcoin and Dash and Monero, right?
Well,
in fact, my money
will benefit you.
My money will become more valuable. My wages will increase.
Yep, agreed. I'll give you that.
So I don't see a problem with the two things happening correspondingly.
I can see, you know, that increasing the amount of the population in a given geographic area will tend to drive down wage cost.
Absolutely.
But
by definition, almost. I mean, that's just going to be what happens.
But if you're competing against illiterate, homeless people for jobs, maybe you need to step up your game.
I would agree entirely with that statement. But of course, Bitcoin, which allows its users to move value around the world beyond the sight and reach of governments and law enforcement, is often criticized for its ability to help terrorists, criminals, and tax evaders.
Yeah, they love to say terrorists, criminals, and tax evaders.
There is no research. In fact, they've done research that show the government has done research that says, oh, yeah, terrorists, they don't actually. Turns out Lockheed Martin won't sell you, you know, bombers for Bitcoin. They prefer cash.
Right. So first thing, we know that people who use cryptocurrency are far more philanthropic than they are criminal. So they're not, you know, whatever they're saying about terrorists and criminals and all that stuff, they're much more likely to just be giving crypto away to people to increase, prosperity on the planet. So that's not true. Also, drug dealers and terrorists, I wonder if they're more likely to have rooms full of $100 bills or phones full of Bitcoin.
Yeah, most drug dealers don't take crypto. Some do. But as a whole, that's not how that works.
Well, the safe black market drug dealers will take crypto. Not necessarily Bitcoin, but the black market sites have certainly moved toward Monero and things like that.
Crypto, yeah.
But, I mean, they would also take cash if you actually knew them in person. And in most cases, they're probably flipping the cryptocurrency into cash because that's the reason they value it. They don't value it for philosophical reasons or anything like that. They just want to move money away from the eyes of the government, which I guess is a philosophical reason, come to think of it. But there are thousands.
Well, that's not a philosophical reason. That can just be a completely practical reason.
True. Well, I mean, it's philosophical in the sense that, you know, they're selling drugs and they don't think the government should be able to tell them that they can't. So they're using a money that allows them to continue doing it. Even though the government has said, no, we don't approve of you selling these drugs in a safe, controlled way. These people have to get it off the streets where their heroin might be laced with fentanyl.
I still don't think that's philosophical. I don't think that they all necessarily go that far as to think that they should be able to do that. It might just be, in a lot of cases, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not even questioning if I should or not.
Interesting. But whether it is to disempower our foreign policy, our tax collection enforcement, or traditional law enforcement, the advantage of crypto over sovereign currency is solely to aid in the disempowerment of the United States and the rule of law, Sherman added.
Yeah, the United States is the world's rule of law.
They like to think they are.
Yeah, they want to be the world's ruler. And the funny thing is that, you know, all these people that are scared to death of the United States being run by the UN, the United States is the UN. Not the United Nations, but they function as the world's government. And there are a few nations that don't want their thumb on them, and they pay for it. Or maybe it's just that any good guy needs a bad guy. Otherwise, he's just a guy. And I don't know which it is.
I want to be
you.
The guy.
Yeah, well,
nobody's going to get that except me.
Yeah, okay. I don't understand it. What is it?
It's a video game. Extraordinarily difficult video game.
Well, what is it?
It's I Want to Be the Guy.
I Want to Be the Guy is the name of the video game.
Yes.
All right.
So Sherman has previously called Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies a crock. And added that the United States...
Oh, they were a crock. Now they're going to destroy the world's economy.
Yeah, those are kind of mutually
excellent
explosive.
Point.
I mean, how weak is the Federal Reserve that it's going to be taken down by a crock?
It's... Yeah. Those are excellent points. Not sure what else to do about them except sit here and go, yep, that is correct.
That's it, yeah.
He added that the United States should prevent people from buying or mining cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, good luck with that. That's kind of the crypto part of cryptocurrency.
That would be an impressive feat if they could somehow prevent people from mining cryptocurrencies. Do they have a nationwide electromagnetic pulse they could send out? Because I'm not sure how else you could even achieve such a thing.
Well, if that even wouldn't help, because there's miners who aren't physically located in the U.S.
Well, they don't want to keep up other countries. Well, they do.
Most of the miners of most major coins are not in the U.S.
Right.
Because
but
the United States has
I'm mining Ravencoin right now.
There's too many regulations on electricity for miners to really be able to survive here on major coins.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. But I mean,
do you make any money mining Ravencoin? I've mined some currencies and not really done anything.
No, you know, it's just more my computer is sitting there not doing anything other than showing me movies on VLC player, so I might as well have it doing some work. Maybe Ravencoin will shoot up to, you know, $50 per. It's almost certainly not going to, but hey, if it does,
then you're rich.
Yeah. It will certainly have paid for itself by then.
I've read more useless things in the background of a computer.
Right. So following Sherman's attack on Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin advocate and founder Morgan... Hold on, he's not a founder. Okay, they need to learn how to use commas. Founder of Morgan Creek Digital Assets hit back, saying any such laws would be nearly impossible to enforce. Although Sherman is right to be worried, and trying to ban Bitcoin will drive more adoption. I agree.
So he agrees that this is an advertisement for us. They're going to go ahead and announce it anyway.
Well, this is a different guy saying that. He's a Bitcoin advocate, and he founded some digital asset company. Who knows what they do? But he's right. Bitcoin is a threat to U.S. financial hegemony and control over the world by having its currency as the reserve currency of everyone else.
And that's pretty much a good thing.
Yes, that's why I love cryptocurrency. I don't want Bitcoin to be the one to supplant it because Bitcoin is largely useless as
BTC.
A currency.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't. For me, the term Bitcoin is larger than the one cryptocurrency called BTC. I find Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin, these two things to certainly be Bitcoin, and arguably many of the others, you know, that are underneath it. You know, they're cryptocurrencies, and maybe I just use it as you know, catch-all. Anyway.
Excellent point. This has been Free Talk Live, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back the same time tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.